Good morning, Annabelle. How are you?
Good, Michael. Yourself?
Very well indeed. How is your boy? How has he come through that jaw-dropping win last start and continue to train on?
Yeah, he's great. 3 weeks between runs, which is the longest we've gone with him. So it's been nice to give him that. He had an easy week after the Doomben Cup and you know, had a sort of a week in the paddock and at the beach, and then he's been back at Eagle Farm for a fortnight, and he's certainly raring to go.
In that three-week period, there's certainly been a lot of talk about the track and some contention about will Zaki line up. What do you think of the Eagle Farm track, and do you have any concerns whatsoever heading into Saturday's race?
He's always going to be... The plan, if we were happy with the horse, was always to line up. I think he likes a firm track. You know, obviously, you always hope they pull up well when they're running on firm tracks. But I think I've had a few runners over the carnival at Eagle Farm now, and some of them have handled it and some haven't. And I think that is a common theme. But, you know, hopefully the fact that he likes being on top of the ground will hold him in good stead.
You haven't even been training in your own right for 12 months, but this horse has grabbed so many headlines and had so much discussion about it, both here and overseas, thanks to a good friend of yours, Peter Moody, who's declared you're a better trainer than Sir Michael Stout. So how are you handling the spotlight and the build-up?
Obviously you keep yourself busy and just enjoying it, really. It's nice to have a horse this good in the stable so early on in my career. Just very fortunate, and I think the most important thing is to try and enjoy it and have fun, because they don't come around very often.
Is he in the same vein of form as he was Doomben Cup Day?
I think he is, yeah. He worked really well Tuesday. He's quite full of himself, which is good. Obviously, he's an older horse now, and we're going fifth run into a prep, so you don't want to be looking for any signs that they're looking for the paddock, and he certainly isn't showing any of those signs at all. He will head to the paddock anyway after this run, just so that we can reset him again for the spring. But he certainly hasn't taken any backward steps.
How much of a break will he have? Because I think previously you've said that he hasn't really had much time where he hasn't been in work or in a stable environment.
Yeah, he'll just have 3 weeks off. He'll spell in Queensland, and he'll pre-train for a few weeks up here as well. So probably get 5 weeks in the warmer climate up here, and then we'll head back down to Sydney.
The way the race looks on paper, nothing, if he reproduces what he does in the Doomben Cup, should get near him. Drawn eight, is he just going to go roll up on the speed as he did and try to dominate the race?
I'll leave that up to James. When you're fortunate enough to have James McDonald in the saddle, you can always leg him on and take plenty of confidence that you're pretty much assured to be given a good ride. So I'll leave that up to him, but he'll just be ridden where he's comfortable. If they run along a lot and he wants to take a sit, then fine. And if they're not, then, I'm happy we've drawn out a little bit, just give him a little bit of room. I'm sure he's such a big striding, free-rolling sort of horse. I'd be surprised if he's certainly not in the first half a dozen anyway.
Do you feel more pressure when you're a $1.50 favourite in a million-dollar race?
I probably will on Saturday morning. He was favourite for the Doomben Cup as well, and when Mwanga won the Rosehill Guineas, he was favourite as well. So, I think probably do feel that pressure the morning of a bit more, but certainly this far out, still another day away, and just try not to, I think, you can drive yourself mad feeling the pressure too much. So, there's plenty of other horses to concentrate on as well. It's not just him, so that keeps you busy. But I'm sure, I'd be lying if I said there wasn't a certain element of pressure.
Well, one of those other horses is Olmedo, who goes around in the Stradbroke, and he's drawn a really tough barrier over the 1400. I know outside gates have had a pretty decent record, but it doesn't make it any easier for Olmedo. What's the plan? Go back and try to come round them, is it?
Yeah, I haven't discussed it yet. I'll obviously have a good chat with Ryan Maloney and see. But yeah, probably just look to ride him wherever he's comfortable. I'd probably prefer to ride him quiet. The only trouble with him is he's quite aggressive. He's quite a free-rolling sort of horse, so it doesn't necessarily suit riding him that way. But riding him the other way, you could be caught very wide and do too much work. So I think we're just going to need a lot of luck and, you know, leave it a little bit up to Ryan to try and work his magic. But the horse is in good form. He's going to need to obviously, you know, put in a really good performance, and certainly a career best in Australia performance. But, you know, he's a Group 1 winner back in France. So if he could bounce back to that sort of level, then he's got to be certainly a rough hope. But I think the 1400 will suit him. He seems to be, you know, his work's been quite sharp. But yeah, just going to pray for a bit of luck from that awful barrier.
You've got a couple of nice runners in Sydney as well, especially the two-year-old Vern, who has certainly showed a lot of class in his short career. How is he going heading into tomorrow's race? I was impressed with the way he put them away at Warwick Farm.
Yeah, I really like this colt. He still does a little bit wrong. He's still a bit raw, but the way he won the other day was, you know, we sort of half expected it. He's certainly been one of the nicer colts that we've had. And I'd hoped to get him to the races before now. He just had a little bit of a setback, but I think being patient with him's probably paid off. And yeah, I think he'll actually enjoy the soft track tomorrow. So, yeah, fingers crossed. It's, you know, it's a strong race. He's going to have to step up again, but I'm sure he's up to the task.
Well, he meets in the Congo, who beat him home on his debut, but he was a bit stiff on that occasion.
Yeah, he was. I thought probably if we hadn't been held up, it might have been a different result. But, you know, having said that, the other horse looks very smart, and the Freedman's horse looks smart as well. So certainly a few chances there, and we'll learn more where we're at after tomorrow.
And how's Holyfield going? You've brought him back to Sydney after his run in the Fred Best.
Yeah, he didn't enjoy that firm track. Josh Parr said he didn't let go at all. So I think he is better with a rain-affected track. So when we saw the forecast, we sort of diverted back down to Sydney with him, and he's drawn a lovely gate. He's got 54 on his back. So I'm hoping he deserves to win a race this prep. He looks fantastic. Work's been good. And I think if he can get the favours and get the right run tomorrow, then hopefully he can get back into the winner's circle.
Well, it could be another very big day for Annabelle Neesham Racing. We wish you all the best. And with Zaki, if he performs up to expectation and then the Cox Plate is the aim in the spring, have you mapped out a rough campaign? Would you campaign in Sydney before coming down to the Cox Plate, or would you have a few more Melbourne runs?
Oh, we'll just see. There's options in both. So it'd probably just be a... probably actually be a case of deciding that a bit nearer the time with weather forecasts, etc. So they'll start the prep off, at least trialling in Sydney, and then we'll work it out from there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well done, Annabelle, on what you've been able to achieve so far. It could be another red letter day tomorrow. Best of luck.
Thanks, Michael.
Annabelle Neesham joining us there. Interesting, because some of the part owners of Zaki, Neil Wilson, chairman of the VRC, probably would like to see Zaki go around in a Turnbull at Flemington. And also, I think one of the committee members of Moonee Valley is in the ownership as well. So they're having a great ride at the moment. It'd be great to see Zaki campaigning predominantly in Melbourne during the Spring Carnival, heading towards a Cox Plate if he performs as is expected in the Q22. Is he value? Would you take $1.50? We'll ask Shark. SMS us, let us know. 0412 90 50 52. More to come after this.